you need power. Anybody need some power? Understand how you feel, but choir, y'all not finished singing.
Come on. Amen. Come on, choir. My, my, my. That's all. That's it. I need another soprano. Sister done had it.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is on the main line this morning. He said, tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Let's take a praise, a moment right now and just have a praise break because Jesus is telling us. He said, tell him what you want, and I will give it to you. I will give you your heart's desire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. We just thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Father God. We thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, because you woke us up this morning, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name, Father God. And Lord, you give us, Father God, free choice, Father God, to tell you any and everything that we want. Not just what we want, Father God, but most of all what we need, Lord Jesus. And this is how we will start our day this morning, Father God. Putting everything right now at your feet, Father God. Just emptying our hearts out to you, our minds out to you, Father God. Just giving you everything, Lord Jesus, because you're asking for it, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for asking, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you don't ignore us, Father God. But you give us the option, Father God, to come to you, Lord Jesus, and empty out everything. Empty out every vessel, Father God. Every sorrow, Father God. Every hurt, Lord Jesus. Give it right back to you, Lord Jesus. And then ask you, Father God. And Lord, on this day, Father God, we will decree and declare, Father God, that no weapon, Father God, formed against us shall prosper, Lord Jesus. And everything imagination that's lingering all around and taking over our mindset, Father God, that's just sitting there parked, Lord Jesus, shall be cast down in the name of Jesus under the Holy Ghost, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Father God, for your power this morning, Lord Jesus. For those, Father God, that have not, Lord Jesus, this morning, plugged into your power surge, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're asking you, Father God, to plug them in, Lord Jesus. Give them that power, Father God. That power, Lord Jesus, that's going to raise those dry bones, Father God. That power, Father Jesus, that's going to make them get up, Lord Jesus, off their bed of affliction, Father God, and meet you, Lord Jesus, to the place, Father God, that way we'll see healing, Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare healing this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we declare joy, Father God, for all the pain, all the suffering, all the heartbreak that we have went through, Father God. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we declare victory, Lord Jesus. Victory, victory is mine, Father God, that we don't care, Father God, about the principalities, Father God, the things that we can't see, the evil spirits, Father God, because, Lord, we place them under our feet, Lord Jesus. We do not entertain them, Father God. The word of God says, Father God, that they shall flee, Lord Jesus, because they know who you are, Father God, and we're connected to you, Father God. The word say we are priests, Lord Jesus. We are priests, Father God. So, Lord, we know, Father God, that nothing, Lord Jesus, can detach us from you, Father God, that the love that you have for us, Father God, that it is poured into us, Father God, and we shall share it, Lord Jesus, as you share it, Father God. Lord Jesus, as we walk over the scorpions, Father God, on this day, Lord Jesus, let us smash them down, Father God, to the point where they cannot get up, Lord Jesus, because you said that we can do so, Father God. Lord, we thank you this morning, Father God, for that inner strength, Lord Jesus, when we're in a place, Father God, where we say we cannot go any further, Father God. It is you, Lord Jesus, that raise us up, Father God, and give us the unction from the Holy Spirit, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're no longer in our place, Father God, but we feel like we're destitute, Father God, in the desert, Father God, that we're on an island by ourselves, Lord Jesus, because we recognized on this morning, Lord Jesus, that you never leave us nor forsake us, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning, Father God, for the blood, Lord Jesus, the blood that never loses its power, Father God. When we feel like, Lord Jesus, that we can't go no more, Father God, when we feel like, Lord Jesus, that we're about to give up, we need to be reminded, Lord Jesus, that that blood, Father God, that blood is still running through our brains, Father God. That blood is still running through our veins, Father God. That blood is still running through every vessel, Father God. That blood, that blood, that blood, Father God. That blood that was shared, Father God. That blood just keep us, Father God, when we feel like we're unkept, Father God. That blood, Father God, gives us the urge, Lord Jesus, to keep it moving, Father God, because we realize that there's a prize at the end, Lord Jesus. That blood takes those wrong motives, Father God, and turn them into the right motives, Father God. That blood, Father God, is the same blood, Lord Jesus, that gives us and makes us realize that you are here to bless us, Father God, not to harm us, Father God. The blood of Jesus never loses its power, Father God, and we just thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for each and everything that you do for us, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have the ability, Father God, to ask you to renew our minds, Father God, so we won't have that old thinking, Father God, but we can move into an area, Lord Jesus, where we can sit down, Father God, and strategize, Father God, and make plans, Lord Jesus, for the future, Father God, so we can, Father God, move into a place of prosperity, Lord Jesus, a place where we can be successful, Father God, not sit idle, Lord Jesus, but to work with our hands, Father God, and do the things that you will have us to do, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, anything, Lord Jesus, right now that's hindering our minds from thinking properly, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cast it out right now, Father God. Anything, Lord Jesus, that's guarding our heart, that has a wall around our heart, Father God, where that blood can't pump freely, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we cast it down right now, Father God. Anything, Father God, that's hindering our vision, Father God, but we can't look through your eyes, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we cast it down right now. Anything, Father God, that's hindering us, Lord Jesus, from feeling your presence, Father God, in the name of Jesus, under the Holy Ghost, Father God, we remove it right now, Father God. We remove it, Lord Jesus, and we replace it, Lord Jesus, with your loving arms, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, there is power, 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 everlasting power. In the name of Jesus, we shall, Father God, be connected and stay connected to your Holy Ghost power, Father God. We shall not, Father God, be stained about anything, Lord Jesus. We sit right now in the name of Jesus, and we remove chains. And we sit and we pull ourselves up, Father God. And we walk with honor, Father God. We walk with a new mindset, Father God. Knowing, Lord Jesus, that your word in Isaiah 61:7 says that you would give us a double portion for everything that we've been through. Every piece of shame, Father God. Every time someone has assassinated our character. For every strike, every whip that we've gotten on our back, on our back, Father God. Every dagger, Father God, that we repeatedly take over and over, Father God, that you, Lord Jesus, will give us a double portion. It was just a temporary thing. Now that we are in you, Father God, now that we know you, Lord Jesus, now that we are comfortable with you and your in our safety net, Father God, we know, Lord Jesus, all things are possible with you, Father God. We know, Father God, that you can take the impossible, Father God, and turn it into a possible, Lord Jesus. This morning, Father God, we decreeing and declaring, Father God, that we will see signs, miracles, and wonders, Father God. Not only will we see them, Lord Jesus, we will be a part of them, Father God. We tell Satan this morning, Father God, he cannot have anything from us, Father God. He cannot have me, Lord Jesus. He cannot have my husband, Father God. He cannot have my sons, Lord Jesus. He cannot have my mother. He cannot have my place of employment. He cannot have my home, my vehicle, nothing, Father God. All assignments, Father God, that he has set out on this day, Lord Jesus, has been cast down right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no control over me. You and your diabolical forces move to the side because Jesus is here and we're walking with him. We're talking with him. We're communing with him. We're honoring him. We are exalting him. We're giving him all the praise. He is our number one provider. He is the way maker. He is our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is the great I am all by himself. He is our majesty. He is our hope. He is our everlasting. He is our going on and on and on and on. And we shall not separate from him. We shall live and we shall not die on this morning. I don't know who's sitting around thinking that everything that's going around them is hindering them. It's not hindering you. It is over. It is over. Put yourself in a place where you're ready to go forward. The word of God says, God told me to move forward and not look back. I'm sharing that word with you this morning. I'm sharing that word to at least 50 of you this morning to let you know to come up out the path, to move forward. God sent me putting us together, Lord Jesus, on the same time frame, Father God, and we're moving together. We're moving together to conquer whatever the situation is, no matter how it looks, no matter how it feels. Yes, God is going to stretch us. It's a test, a testimony in the stretch. It's a mess, a message in the stretch, in the band, how you twist it, how you turn, how you sit, how you angry, how you everything. God says that we are overcomers. And in order for you to be an overcomer, you got to be delivered. And in that delivery, it is a testimony. In that delivery, there is some transparency. In that delivery, the blood is what sets you free. In that delivery, it is the Holy Spirit that convicts you. But most of all, in that delivery, you know that you are running in the hands of our God. You know that you have that unconditional love that you will never, never, never cease from having. God don't turn away from us. We turn away from him. And on today, we decree and declare that we will not turn away from God. We will reap the benefits, the blessings, the promises that God set forth for us. We will not sit and be idle. We will get up and run. We will get up and work. We will get up and let Satan know that you have nothing over me. Nothing over me that you are not. You can no longer conquer my mind. You can no longer conquer my heart. The unforgiveness that's in my heart right now, God is a now God. That unforgiveness is moved right now. That sickness, that mind battle that you're going through right now, it is removed right now. God right now is healing the land. Justice will prevail. God is our vindicator. And all you need to do is put it on him, lay it on the main line to him. talk to him, walk with him, sit and let him know, Father God. I don't understand, Lord Jesus. This thing is getting too heavy for me, Father God. But I know, Lord Jesus, that you will fight my battles. Your words say so, Father God. I know, Lord Jesus, that you will carry me through, Father God. I know, Lord Jesus, that you have a shelter for me, Lord Jesus, during the time of whatever my storm is, Father God. I know, Lord Jesus, that I may be out there in the waters, Father God, but I may have to sit and tread a little while. I may even have to dog paddle, Father God, but I'm keep on moving, Lord Jesus, and waiting for you to throw me the lifeline, Lord Jesus. I know, Lord Jesus, while I'm in the fire, Lord Jesus, that I shall not burn up, Lord Jesus. I know, Father God, that I may just be getting some scales and some different things taken off of me, Father God, because I want to give myself to you, Lord Jesus, as a living sacrifice, Father God. I want to live for you, Father God. I want to be righteous, Father God. I want to strive and to be holy, Father God. Lord Jesus, I want a house, Father God, that sits up, Father God. I want cars, Father God. I want, Father God, any and everything, Lord Jesus, that you have for me, Father God. And Lord Jesus, the words that you have told me, Lord Jesus, they're near and dear in my heart, Father God. And Lord, I just ask you, Father God, to give me the faith, Father God, to give me the faith to walk through the fire, Father God, walk through the rain, Father God, walk through the desert, Lord Jesus, when I'm thirsty, Father God, when I'm hungry, Father God, when I feel like I can't go no more, Father God. I just ask you, Lord Jesus, to give me the antidote, Father God, to give me, Father God, whatever it is, Lord Jesus, that I need, Father God, so I can live a successful life. And Lord, I'm not selfish, Father God. I ask you to do the same for my enemies, Lord Jesus. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, this morning, Father God, to change their mindset, Father God. Take out the jealousy, Father God. Take out the manipulation, Father God, and let them know, Lord Jesus, that God is love. And that everything that you did, Father God, when you died on that cross, Father God, you died, Lord Jesus, to set the captives free, Father God. You died, Lord Jesus, to give us another opportunity, Father God, to get it right, Lord Jesus. Yes, we all fall short of your glory, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for each and every time, Father, that you give us another opportunity, Father God. We decree and declare on this morning, Father God, that we are marching, Father. We are marching into our victory, Father God. We are marching, Father God. And after we march a little bit, Father God, we're going to go into double time, Father God. And we're going to start running, Lord Jesus, to the prize, Father God. Satan and his diabolical imps going to have to try to keep up, Father God, because we're running with you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Father God, for every strategy, everything that Satan has for us, Father God, that you give us, Father God, that discernment, Father God, that knowing, Father God, but not only that knowing, Father God, to cast them down, Father God, by using our mouth, Father God, by speaking to those things, Lord Jesus, and letting them know that they no longer have any type of attachment. They no longer live in my spirit. They no longer live in my heart, Father God, that I am a new creature in Christ. I can do all things, Father God, knowing, Lord Jesus, because I know you, Father God. I know, Father God, what you've done for me before, Lord Jesus. You will do it again, Father God. But this time, Lord, it won't be the same, Father God. Your words say it'll be double, Lord Jesus. So I reach my hand out to thee this morning, Lord Jesus, asking you, Father God, to give me my double portion, Lord Jesus. And if I'm not ready for it, Father God, I ask you, Lord, to place me on that straight and narrow path, Father God, so I can get get prepared, Lord Jesus, knowing that the preparation cycle, Lord Jesus, will cause me some bumps and bruises, Father God, will cause me sometimes to fall down, Lord Jesus, will cause me sometimes, Lord Jesus, to say, Father, help me, Lord. But Lord, on this morning, Father God, I'm willing to do so, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus. We love you, Father God. We magnify your holy name, Father God. We keep you, Lord Jesus, near and dear, Father God, because we know, Lord, that you will work it out, Father God, for our good, Lord Jesus, because we love you, Lord. Every assignment, Father God, that man or his diabolical ilk have for us, Father God, you will turn it around, Lord Jesus, for our good, Father God. And we just thank you for that this morning, Father God. As we go on our day, Lord Jesus, I ask you to touch each and every person, Father God. Father God, just save them, Lord Jesus. Put them around, put them in your shelter, Lord Jesus, and let them know that you are the person that will fight their battles in the name of Jesus. It is so. It is so. It is so because God said it is so. It is so that you will reap your blessings because God said it is so. It is so that the promise of God is yes and amen because God said it is so. It is so that you can get up off of your bed of affliction because God said that he is your healer. It is so that you don't have to sit and be in a place of hunger and don't have a shelter over your head because the word of God tells you not to worry about it. So on this morning, rise, get up from whatever place that you're in and get up and be awakened, understand the movement that God has for you. He does not want us to slumber nor sleep. He raised the dry bones out of the desert. What does that tell you? He resurrected Lazarus from the dead. What does that tell you? He healed blind Barnabas. What does that tell you? I sit and tell you this morning to get up, rise, ask God to show you what you don't know, but be in a place. Thank you, Jesus, in a place of acceptance, be in a place of receiving, and know that God is God all by himself. Know that God is not a man and he shall not lie. Know that God's words never come back void. Sit, open your arms this morning, open your heart this morning, and sit and say, God, I surrender all to you. I'm ready to go. Take me to the next level, Father God. Take me wherever you need me to go, Father God. But all I need for you to do is protect me, Father God. Protect me, Lord Jesus, in the area, Father God, that I can't see. Protect me, Father God, when I can't see from my peripheral vision, Father God. Protect me, Father God, when I'm looking up and not looking down, Father God. And I may fall into a trap, Lord Jesus. I need you to rescue me immediately, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer to you this morning, Father God. Lord Jesus, that you shall not pass us by, Father God. Knowing, Father God, that you examine in our hearts, Father God. Some people may need a heart transplant, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare a heart transplant right now, Father God. They may have unforgiveness rooted down in their soul, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to unlock it right now. Untwist it right now. Untwist the chains right now, Father God. Free them, Father God. Free everybody. Free me, Lord Jesus, from anything, Father God, that's hindering me, Father God, to be Christ-like, Father God, that's hindering me, Father God, that's putting a stumbling block, obstacle in my way of being successful, a stumbling block from keeping me from doing the things the right way, Father God, a stumbling block, Father God, that keeps me going around the same mountain over and over, Father God, because I am ready to move forward, Lord Jesus. I am ready, Father God, to do the things that you have for me. I am ready, Lord Jesus, to answer the call, Father God. I am ready, Father God, to be a witness of your good news, Father God. I am ready, Father God, to have eternal life with you, Father God. Not sit and look over my back, Father God. Not sit and worry about what Satan and his diabolical. Satan, who is Satan? Who is Satan? That's where our mindset should be. We give too much power to Satan. We give him too much power. The power that you give in Satan is the power that you should be giving our one and only living God, the God of Isaac and Jacob, the one and living God, the God that can sit and take you into a reformation so that reformation can sit and then put you in a reposition. And that reposition can take you to the point where you are put in a place where you can get the things that God has for you, where you are resurrected, where you are put into a place of restoration. God says that he will restore that the locust stole from you. Do you know what the locust stole from you? If you don't know, write them down. Write the things down so when you're sitting and you're talking to God, you can let God know. He say he's on the main line. God, I need you to replace this. God, I need you to restore this. God, I need you to do this. Write it down. Don't let Satan take away your visions and your dreams. I refuse to allow Satan to take anything away from me and my family. I put my full armor of God on. I'm ready to go to battle anyway, anyhow, and however long it's going to take for me to be victorious. I sit and decree and declare today that everybody under the sound of my voice will be prepared. Everybody will sit and talk to God and give everything to him. Don't sit and keep some things away from him, because there's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. You just emptying your heart to your father, to your daddy, to Abba, something that's so personable, somebody that's so personable and intimate to you. God is here to give us restoration over the land. God is here to vindicate us from the injustice. God is here to feed the hungry. God is here to put people into homes. We sit, we look at things one way, but just understand and know that God is in control no matter how things look, no matter how things feel, no matter how things get unbearable. All you need to let him know is, God, I need you with me. The word of God said that he would not put more on you that you can bear. Let that go in your mind. Let me you going through something. As I said earlier, it's a test and a mess. It's something that you must talk about. It's something that you will endure to make you into a better person. No, it ain't easy. No, it don't feel good. But the word of God also say we shall pick up our cross daily. That means that we're going to go through some things. That means that we're going to sit and get attacked by people. That means that we're going to be lied on, talked about, crucified daily. But the good thing about it, we are under God's loving arms. We are connected to God. The Holy Ghost is walking for us, talking for us, leading us, and guiding us. And God is raising up a remnant of people that's coming up before all the false prophets and letting the world know the truth. And that's the glory part. That's glorious on this morning, that you shall not be blinded by the things that you do not know, that your ears will hear something different, but are you going to hear it? Are you going to listen? Are you going to receive it? God is in the blessing business, and he is restoring us right now in the midst of this pandemic. This pandemic has nothing to do with you, me, or anybody else, and you know why I know, because we on this phone today. Help is near. Help is there. Just ask. You have because you do not ask. Knock on that door so God can open some doors for you, because he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to have the things that he predestined us to have. He wants us to be able to war against anything that's coming up against him. He wants us to be able to use our voice. That's why he has a voice. He wants us to either move out the way or prepare ourselves to go into battle. We not no punks on here. We not cowards. We are Christians. We are ambassadors. We are people that's standing, knowing that God is fighting our battle. You need to get that mindset. You need to get that mindset that I don't have to sit here and have to keep going through the same thing over and over. I just need to let God know I need some help. Or either, God, I'm going to rest it here and I'm going to walk away because I got something else over here to do. I can't sit and let it make me sick no more. I can't let it make me have mind battles, Father God. I can't sit and let it keep me in captivity, Lord Jesus, where I can't do the things, where I can't live happy, Father God. I'm always sad. I'm always angry, Lord Jesus, because I'm worrying about the things that I cannot change. But yet you can change it, Father God, because you know it all, Lord Jesus. And you are the one that can make a difference. And so I sit and say to you this morning, thank you, Holy Spirit. I just say to you this morning to keep on fighting. Keep moving. When you sit and you stay still, you got idle time. That's when Satan's sitting there and he plays on your mind. And then you sit and you think you're hearing one thing, but it's something else. Whatever, you may be stuck in your house right now. It's something around your house that you can do. If you a dancer, put on some music and dance. If you a singer, put some music on and sing. Do whatever it is that you need to do to keep yourself going. Because God did not mean for us to live in a place of captivity. And right now, on today, he's a now God. He came to set the captives free. He came to set you free. He came to set me free. And so guess what? So we can dance like David danced. So we can sit and say that happened on yesterday. Today is a new day. Today is a new dawn. I got a new beginning. I can change things. And those things that I can't change, God can change them. In Jesus' name, we lift this up to him this morning, knowing that a change will take place, that we will no longer stay in the same place that we was on yesterday, because the vision was already put out. Your dreams was already shown to you. Now what you need to do is activate. Activate the things that God has told you. Activate the things that he has shown you. Activate the things that you envision happening in your life. As I said, don't slumber or sleep, because when you are not being watchful, that's when you are overtaken. Put on your full armor of God. Realize that you are not fighting against a person, but you are fighting against principalities, evil things, and higher places. And no, God, we going into battle. I need you. I need you to have my right side while I got my left side. I need you to have my back while I'm moving forward to the front. And then keep a praise. Keep a praise in your heart at all times when you going through whatever it is that you're going through. Praise. Praises bring through blessings. Praises bring through breakthroughs. Praise God. Praise him with everything that you have in your body. Praise him. Praise him. Just let your praises come out. No, even if you're in the midst of a storm, you can be sitting there, somebody in a doctor's office. Praise God. You can sit there in a courtroom. Praise God. Give him his praises. Give him his praises so you can receive your blessings. Because your blessings, as Apostle Temple always say, your blessings got your name on it. And if it got your name on it, it was already pre-assigned. All you need to do is get in a position to receive it. All you need to do is keep pressing through, persevere, whatever it is. All you need to do is know that you have to continue to endure whatever it is. And weeping may you will have joy in the morning. It's not going to last always. It's not going to last always, because Jesus loves us. He loves us unconditionally, and he has proven it to us, and now it's our turn to make that right choice, that free choice, free will, to prove it to him. So you and your family and everybody that's associated with you can be blessed. And I want to sit and tell y'all this. That's the real statement. It's a real statement. It's a real statement. Because when I came to ADM, I was one way when I got there, because I was around people that had the right mindset, people that was goal-oriented, people that had structure, people that was moving forward and not looking backwards. My life turned. When my life turned, my husband's life turned. When my husband's life turned, when they turned, my mother turned. So I can sit and tell you. I can tell you by me being in the presence, because God is with them. By me being in the presence of the Lord, my life has changed. By me not complaining, but doing things about my issues, not sitting there worrying, not sitting there just babbling over the same thing, but having a movement to go forward, to press on, to keep moving. I don't care if I'm moving slow as a turtle or a snail. And some days I may be going as fast as a deer, but I sit and tell you this, I'm moving. I'm moving. I'm moving as God moves. I'm moving with him in his presence. And so that's what we need to do. Get in the presence of the Lord. Get in the presence, even if you like that woman with an issue of blood just needed to touch the hem of God's Jesus' garment. She was healed. Get in the place where you are touching God, touching something, where being where God is. And if you are in a place where you are not in the presence of the Lord, come just as you are. Come, we over the internet. Come join us. Come be a part of us so you can reap the benefits that God has for you. If the song said what God has for you, it is tell you, and I'm a living witness. It ain't for me to sit and worry. It's not for me to sit and cry. It's not for me to sit and complain, but it's for me to be joyous. It's for me to be forgiven. It's for me to have love, unconditional love, for the people that hate me. It is for me to keep striving to make a difference in my life. It is for me to live as an example, so when people sit and see me, they can sit and say, I see that light. I see that she ain't what she used to be. It ain't about me speaking about it. It's about me being about it. So I say to you today, as we end this broadcast, I said and I urge you all to start speaking things as if they were. Don't sit and say, will, going. Sit and speak, because God is a now God. Get yourself in a place where you are in the presence of God. Not today, not be there today and leave tomorrow. Stay there. Stay in God's presence. Where is God's presence? In the center, in his will, doing what he has for you, to obey him, to love him, to do the things that he has already told you about. You can't tell me God has not told you something or gave you something that you need to do. And then be in a place that if he gives you an assignment, that you do not sit and turn your back or you run as Jonah did, but you sit and you say, yes, God, do your will. I will go where you want me to go. I'm saying yes to you. And that could be for you to be just be a janitor. It could be for you to be a school teacher. It could be for you to be a caregiver. It could be for you to be whatever it is that God has for you. Be in a place of submission. Submission. Being in an area, a place where God can trust you, where God can use you, where God can see that you're loyal and committed to him, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what your neighbor might sit and say, no matter what your family might say, no matter what your spouse may say. But you in a place that you are submissive to God and you are willing and ready to run. Run, run, run. But you're running on. You're running on to that eternal life that God has already promised us. Just know that ADM loves you, but God loves you best. Just know that you don't have to sit in your mess. You don't have to waddle. You don't have to be in self-pity, because God hears and he knows everything. I'm just asking you, as the song started, because it was letting us know exactly what we needed to do, to tell Jesus, because he's on the main line. You do not have to go through this journey by yourself. When you sit and decide to walk with God, I sit and tell you, things will be easier. Things will be clearer. Your hearing will be a little bit more keener. Your vision, you will be looking through God's eyes. You can look up in the sky and see things that you never seen before. You look at the trees. They moving from left to right. That's the beauty of God. And these are the things that he would love us to do. So I decree and declare that you on this day will walk into the restoration that God has for you. You will walk into what God has already predestined. You done been through the valley. You done climbed up the mountain. You done been in the ocean, almost drowned. You made a conscious decision that Jesus would be the head of your life. Now walk into the things that God has for you. We love you. We ask that you have a joyous weekend. Keep a praise on your in your heart so your heart can speak to your mind, so that praise can come outside of your mouth, just knowing that we need to exalt God in every situation, every circumstance. But you're not exalting him for what you're going through. You're exalting him for the strength, the endurance, and the perseverance that he's giving you to get through it. In Jesus' name, we will be on the broadcast, our empowerment hour, Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That number is 385-799-9620. Again, 385-799-9620. When you're sitting and you're in a place of confusion, just know that Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. We love you. Peace. Have a great weekend.